You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Tonight, my guests are James Kapika and Anelia Benz. James is best known as Yoga James. He is a student of Eastern and Western psychology and a former yoga studio owner. He's been inspired to create spiritual experiences in the form of festivals. On October 3rd through 7th, he's created the Transcendence Festival in Sacramento, California. Tonight, he'll tell you about the festival and how to win a 3-day weekend pass in 2 ticket giveaways. My other guest is a good friend and a frequent guest on the show. I love to have her back, and that's Anelia Benz. Anelia is here to raise the vibration of the planet, and she's using the vehicle of the Global Ascension Center, and she has a new venture, Walk With Me Now. The Global Ascension Center will be presenting an experience at the Transcendence Festival. You can find James at www.yogajames.wordpress.com, and you can find Anelia at www.ascension101.com. At the end of the show, they'll announce their websites again. So let's welcome them both to the show now. Hi, James and Anelia. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Hi, James. Well, I had the good fortune of going down to the festival site and meeting both of you there at Sacramento, and we got the walkthrough with James, and it's a spectacular vision for, I mean, it's just really quite amazing what is going to be going on there the first week of October. So why don't we start with the Transcendence Festival and your vision for it and how it came about.
Great. The vision really was birthed about 5 years ago. I've been heavily involved in the Sacramento yoga community for several years, studio and working in several of them in the area. And so it kind of came from to integrate the different yoga studios, because just like any other business, there's a tendency sometimes to get competitive, which isolates us. And so I really came of wanting to bring together Sacramento area community yoga culture, and it's grown into, over the past several years, and my involvement in the festival circuit in Sacramento, to really incorporating several aspects of music and art and different forms of movement, education, and workshops.
We seem to have kind of a bad connection. What do you think is causing that?
I'm not sure. Let me see if I can switch the channel on my phone. If it makes a difference. Is that any better on your side, Lance?
It's a little bit better. So why don't you tell us what will be going on there that day, of that weekend?
Yeah. Basically, from when the gates open on October 3rd, Friday, we'll have events and workshops happening for 2 hours after that. About 12 o'clock on Friday, we'll start. Workshops include things like Kundalini, yoga, Tai Chi and Qigong and meditation, as well as ecology workshops, workshops on nutrition and Ayurveda. And then we have a healing area. That area will include massage and Reiki and different types of healing modalities, sound healing, as well as 2 main stages. One of them is going to be playing live music. A lot of it will be local music from Sacramento and surrounding areas. And then electronic stage that will be playing a wide range of electronic music. And then there's actually a third area, too, that will be playing music like later in the evening. And the last couple areas, there's one that's dedicated to flow arts, so there will be things like hula hoop, acro yoga, lining, belly dancing, and acrobatics, and then another area dedicated to family camp. Children are free for the event, and it's a fully integrated area, so there will be what you would see larger at the for all participants, basically, music, yoga, art, all showing up in family camp with kids programming and activities as well.
Well, it's an amazing space. And, you know, like I said, I was able to see this campground today, and it's just, it's going to be quite something to be able to camp out there all weekend and or just get a day ticket and come in. And as I understand it, the Global Ascension Center will have some kind of booth or display or experience as well. Is that correct, Anelia?
Yes, that's right. It's really exciting because this was discovered really by Larry, who's been active in the Global Ascension Center for years now and doing different things. And yeah, as you say, we went down there to visit today, and there was two things that really excited me. The actual area that we're going to be creating is just a group of individuals who are putting this together. And this is the, very much the spirit of the Global Ascension Center. It's, the Global Ascension Center is not like a healing center or this center or that. It's just this, the core, a core, and that core is created by beings, human beings. The Global Ascension Center in itself is like an organization. It's a non-profit organization registered in the USA, which basically has the aim to take land out of private hands and putting it back to the human collective or and Gaia. So that it's like sacred spaces and land. And it's been morphing and changing throughout the years. And what I've been finding is that community, a call to community or group activities, so it's always been very strong, and there's very strong energy that comes up with the Global Ascension Center. And it's been, that's been changing. The different people come in, others leave, and it's like morphing and moving into something really, really new and wonderful. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. So the place that is going to be set up has is been coming together as an outer area that is full of activities. There's going to be somebody teaching art, another person doing music, perhaps, and different aspects of life, daily life around it with plants and rocks or crystals, and then and individuals that have that knowledge or knowing or data, right? And then in the center is going to be a place that is just Gaia. And we have two trees. We have an outdoor tree where people will leave their stuff, like energetic stuff, hanging on that tree. They're going to the area where all the individuals are, the people are. And then before they go into the center of the tent, or it's going to be separated like with a teepee or something else, there's going to be another smaller tree where they finalize and leave things there. And then they go in and they spend time in the center, and then they come out and they either take their stuff back with them, or if they leave it, we're going to dispose of all the stuff every night so that it's actually returned back to source or energy or Gaia, you know. So it's going to be really interesting. I can't wait to see what happens and and what evolves, because it's actually the people who create it all, you know.
Right, right. And plus, there's so much, I mean, it's just it's such a vast vision. It felt like a little bit of Burning Man and a little bit of, the Lucidity Festival, I think, was one that you were involved with, James. And then there will be a different food booths and all kinds of just really fascinating stuff that, that is empowering and fun, and lots of music and camping. And, I mean, it's just going to be a really special 3-day weekend. And before I forget, I'm not going to forget, but I want to get the information about the tickets out, because you're going to be giving away 2 3-day weekend passes, James, right? And I think before, because your connection is a little bit shaky, maybe you could give the instructions on how that's going to be done and how people can enter that.
Yeah. Basically, what my team thought would be good is we're going to have people go onto Instagram and put a picture of whatever their favorite, most inspiring activity is. This is doing yoga or painting or traveling. Put a picture of themselves doing something, and then they would hashtag Go Beyond, which is our slogan. Go Beyond is the concept of basically moving whatever you've been stuck in your life. Whether it's hardship you've had or thinking in society that basically we're ready as individuals and as a culture to rise above. And I think Global Ascension, which is one of our many camps, really embodies that concept of looking at how both the individual and us as a collective are ready to ascend past old patterns that are outdated, not in a judgmental way, in a way of recognizing that they don't serve us any longer as people and as beings.
So those instructions are going to include the Instagram, which I'm not familiar with, but is that at the, is that also, is there a website where the, those instructions can be can be looked at and followed?
I can see to it that it gets put on our webpage on transcendencefestival.com. I'll also make sure that it gets posted at the end of our discussion on the Facebook page, which can be on the Transcendence Festival.
Wonderful.
So I can make sure both on there.
Oh, wonderful. Because I just think that people will love this experience. And plus, I love the whole energy of, you know, with you, Anelia, creating the sacred space for your experience and leaving things behind and the whole idea of entering into the new. And it's kind of like it's time for us to kind of be reborn in a new way, because obviously the world is kind of stuck on stupid. If you want to, you know, put it bluntly, I mean, it just seems like things are not going in a direction that I would like to go in. So I'm not going in that direction. And this is something, a direction that has all kinds of possibilities. It's like infinite possibilities. And so that's what I like about what you're both doing.
Well, can I just clarify, Lance, that it's not me. I'm not creating this Global Ascension Center. Yeah, I'm participating. It's actually a group of individuals who have been felt inspired to do this, and I've been invited to participate as well. And that's very much the spirit of the Global Ascension Center. It's actually the people who create it and do it. It's not Inelia Benz or anything. It's like that, you know.
If anything,
I would just guard. Like, I don't know. I just participate. It's all very. Very, very much like that, very spontaneous, very energetic. The other thing that I wanted to mention about the festival that really interested me, because you compared it a little bit like to Burning Man and things, but when I was walking around today with you guys and James through the fields and looking at the vision and looking into the timeline, it felt much cleaner, much more healthy than those festivals. And also, I really love the fact that there's going to be a whole section dedicated to children, yoga for children and art for children and other things. I have an 8-year-old, and I feel safe and secure that I can bring him there, and he's going to have a great time, you know?
So
I really like that. I really like that energy. Thank you, James, for creating that.
Yes. Well, and thanks for clarifying that, because, you know, with so many people stepping up to the plate over the years, we don't need any gurus or teachers that are saying, you know, I'm the one, and this is follow me and do it this way. And you shun that consistently. It's a unity consciousness experience that we're all creating together. And if, you know, you want to participate and create something, go ahead. You know, join it and see what you can create. It's not the Anelia Benz. You know, whatchamacallit, it's just a creation. And
exactly.
But there is also the search for a physical location that where people can congregate and create together. And you're looking for land, too, as well, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. We'd like to establish, the original request was to establish land that could be created into sacred land or returned back to sacred land. But what's been coming up is what I see is very much like what's being created at the festival, that is going to be land owned perhaps by various individuals who will be like caretakers of those particular pieces of land. And they will own their own land. But in the center or on the side or somewhere connected to all those individuals will be a piece of land that's owned by the Global Ascension Center, which means it's owned by the human collective and anybody can go in it. And it's not going to be touched as such. You know, it's going to be returned to its essence, and people will leave their stuff behind, energetic stuff. They won't be bringing crystals or fixing anything. They will be leaving all their stuff behind just to enter and be one with that sacredness. It's like a learning, relearning of how to reconnect with something that's not been touched by human beings as such, but it's becoming part of us. So, yeah, the land, we're definitely still searching, and if anybody has land they want to, donate, give in touch, you know, get in touch. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just say that I wanted to kind of support where Amelia was coming from on our vision of what transcendence is intention of, because I think what's happening is there's several levels to which people are being supported and introduced to the beliefs that they can do the things that they dream about in their lives. And at one level, I think that's happening in places that are really accessible on a daily basis, like going to a yoga class, going to a painting workshop, going dancing and doing ecstatic dance or five rhythms or wherever people find they can connect to source. In another sense, it's happening in these festivals that are happening, these transformational gatherings all over California, all over the world, of bringing people together and creating a container of safeness, of support, where people can feel uninhibited and free, and then take that greater experience back home. And I think on the third evolution is where Amelia is going as far as getting land is one of the next things, and people learning that land is ours and to take it, to kind of take it back, and whether that means growing our own food once again, to empower ourselves, or coming together collectively to change the ways that we live together as communities, as people. There are these multiple levels of enhancing that. And so one of the big visions that my whole team feels, and everybody I include in my team, is everybody that comes, because, as Amelia said, it's a very co-created experience in that everyone is a co-creator rather than coming and simply being an observer. Everyone's being encouraged and empowered to paint on community murals and to dance in an uninhibited way and grab instruments. And we have sound camps that basically support people to come in and play music. We're going to have like late night open mic talent shows. People are going to be encouraged to show talents and share poems and play music. So people are being encouraged to, it's a participant-driven and co-created experience rather than, hey, we created a show for you to come and be a spectator or to be entertained. Because there's plenty of entertainment that exists in our culture and society. We're trying to encourage people to connect with each other and connect with themselves.
Wow. That is so beautifully said, James. Both of you are, you know, I feel that is the vision that many of us are sharing now. And so many people in the spiritual community and metaphysical community are talking about intentional conscious communities and literally forming groups of people who will work together, live together, create together. And I think that's kind of a direction that this event is helping us to experience and look at as a possibility. Would you say that's a possibility in the near future?
I think it's happening right now. I see it in communities that are already living together. I see it in festival production that I'm involved in right now. People just living in a different way, and it's a difficult society to raise a family. It's a difficult society to do things in because of the systems that we've created and the beliefs that we've bought into about how things should be done. And it is happening, I think, on a really big way right now. And I think the festival circuit is a big contributor to that. I think people are waking up and they're thirsty for it. And I think communities are happening physically, like I said, with people living together, but it's happening virally, like with your radio program. People are coming together and sharing across the globe that they have a thirst for living a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's going to be held in Sacramento. What was the name of the park that where people will be going, driving and camping and taking their campers and things? And
The location is called Camp Pollock. It's part of the Sacramento Nature Conservancy. It's a beautiful 11-acre piece of property covered with trees, covered with life. Like when we met there this morning, there was peacocks and turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
A nice amount of bird song.
Wow.
So it's in... It's It's in North Sacramento, and it's on the American River, so we have access to the river. If people want to go swimming, we have stand-up paddleboard yoga that's going to be offered for small fee, because it's a different, it's one of our companies that's come in. But there's fire pits on site, so we have fire permitting, so we'll have fire performers and dancers and workshops on how to use poi and staffs and things like that. And camping too. So that whole culmination of things is really rare to find in the first place for an event to be able to offer people camping, even people that live close, because it's included in ticket price. And for some people, they might think, I'd rather go home, and they can. But part of the idea is, or the we're supporting immersion, or maybe it's just supporting removal from your habits and routines. If you can, turn off your phone, don't bring your laptop, maybe. Like the things that we're always plugged into, give yourself an opportunity to have unanxious time with your friends and with your family and with new people you're meeting, where you don't have to be somewhere in 2 hours. You eat when you want to eat. You take a nap when you want to take a nap. If you feel like dancing, it's available. And if you want to just spend time at your camp with friends that you're always talking about wanting to get together, and it always happens in like 45-minute increments over coffee, it's the idea of like really unplugging and really being present in an environment that's supporting the individual and the community.
I love the vision, and I could see it, you know, and I feel it. It's just a wonderful, and it's a wonderful space, as you both have said. It's just, it'll be really exciting to see it come together, and it feels like there will be something for literally everybody. What do you have for the old folks like me that were, you know, around in the 60s trying to set up hippie communes?
Yeah. Well, I'd say that not all of them, I'd say a lot of the yoga is not going to be power. It's not the drive. Our intention with creating yoga and these Tai Chi classes and a lot of them was to make them unique. So I really encourage teachers, just like we're encouraging everybody, to do what they really love to do in their practice. So they're going to be incorporating more teaching about Ayurveda or breath work or chanting.
Oh, yeah.
Just really exploring the body in more a gentle way. And there will be music that I think will be pretty broad range besides the electronic music. We have a range from devotional music and chanting and kirtan and traditional Indian music. We also have Americano and I believe he's booked some reggae music. We have some funk and samba and just a broad range of people from our artists we have. So.
Oh, yeah. And there's, I think you mentioned that there will be a kundalini for kids, was it?
I'm not sure if there's kundalini for kids. I know there's yoga. There's slacklining classes. There's hula hoop. There will be art classes. I believe there's going to be a class on how to be a DJ for children, and there's going to be drumming workshops. We have a group. I believe the samba group is going to lead the kids in a parade, like, through the festival on Sunday at the end. And there will be a lot of different projects that incorporate day activities, but also things over the weekend, that if kids are there for the whole weekend, they'll be making prayer flags and then hanging them in the trees. And then at the end of the weekend, everyone gets their prayer flag and takes it home, but it's going to help them feel part of contributing, be a part of contributing to the experience of the creation of the aesthetic of, hey, we're developing our own little environment based on what we want it to look like in our own expression. Because it's a blank canvas, like the Ascension Center. It's this. It starts out as this really raw, natural environment. And so, yeah, you kind of can be free to express in the way that's authentic, because you don't need to bring... You don't need to bring any heaviness with you. If you can help it, you can leave that at home.
Right. Well, sometimes it takes me a little while to unwind, but you know, once I'm there, I'm sure that just the fascinating experiences that will be there and the people and the excitement will, you know, I'll just like groove on into it. And I like the way you set it up, where you there's a path you can walk that's parallel to the river. And there will be booths and different experiences, and then there's a band in the middle, and there's another band at the end. And I mean, it's really quite a wonderful production, and it'll be exciting to see how it turns out. Yeah, go on.
One thing I was going to say too, for the older people, as you called them, everything happening in our family camp is actually family programming. So it's not going to be geared towards children only. It's going to be geared towards families. So that if parents want, they can be there. If grandma and grandpa want, they can go engage. They're all ages activities.
Right. Well, you know, it's amazing how I can come to life, and I feel like I'm usually about 19 inside anyway, so...
Yeah.
You know, I'll be trying different things and painting and, you know, stretching and doing some Kundalini stuff, and who knows, I'll probably want to try everything there.
I think so.
What kind of foods are going to be, do you know what kind of vendors will be sharing food?
Yeah, I do. We have just a few food vendors we really wanted to support, some local businesses or as local as I could find that could do this. We have a really fantastic restaurant called Bagan that's off of Highway 65 in Rockland. And they have, like, a lot of vegan food, a lot of raw food, smoothies, and just amazing cuisine. Another place that also serves a lot of really good whole foods is called Electric Blue Elephant, and they're out of Reno. And then one more example I'll give you is a restaurant called Get Fried Rice, and they, I know, more through the festival circuit. And they're coming, besides bringing their awesome food and root beer floats and coffee, they're bringing a whole dishwashing system that we're going to implement with our volunteers. So we're going to be using dishes rather than things that will be thrown in the trash. And then what we have that have to be disposables is going to be 100% compostable, because Camp Pollock and Transcendent are working together to kind of help them set up. They've begun it. A full running compostable system. So all compost, all food is going to be left on site, and all recycling is going to be going to the Loaves and Fishes, which is a nonprofit that houses and feeds homeless in the Sacramento community.
Wow, that is just, I mean, I really love this. This is the way we can, you know, really shift things in the right direction, because, you know, you're tapping into all the right things. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see. Now, what about for meat eaters? Are there going to be barbecues running, too, for people who want to have some kind of barbecued ribs or something?
There aren't going to be.
There aren't going to be. Okay. So meatless.
I decided with some of my team is we've even turned down some other vegetarian cuisine that was just really heavy food. And from doing these events, you give the example of Burning Man, I find that when people eat whole foods, and we have a lot of organic rice and things, that people feel better. They feel more alive and vibrant.
Absolutely.
And people, we're not going to be selling alcohol either, but people are free to bring anything they want as far as stoves if they want to cook, and if they want to bring wine and beer, there's no judgment or regulation. It's just we wanted to create a container that was really whole and supporting things that we could really get behind. And so that's the direction we've taken. It's been the same with our vendors, too. We have about, say, 15 or so merchant vendors, and as artisanal as possible, as local as possible, and where that wasn't the case, if it was sourced from another country, it was often because it's supporting something. Everything's been sourced really consciously and diverse so that it won't be several people selling the same things.
I love it. Now, As different as this Transcendence Festival is on October 3rd through 6th, Anelia, you have created a new venue that is completely different than anything you've done so far, and it's called Walk With Me Now. Would you like to share a little bit about that tonight?
Yeah, the Walk With Me Now, it's like an empowerment platform. It's on the web. It's walkwithmenow.com.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
Yeah, and it's basically through subscription, because individuals will receive a lot of stuff through email. So it's not just a forum, it's a whole empowerment thing that people can work on themselves. People who want to work on themselves can really get into it, and they have a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is heliocentric in that most of the stuff that's shared through the email is stuff that I create. But it is also wide open, and it does not encourage any type of... like guru energy or the giving away of authority or anything like that. I'm just facilitating. And as like the logo says, walk with me now, the walk with me, the me is the you, right? It's you. So it's like I'm walking with you now. And I'm here and I'm available. So if you guys want me to walk with you, I will, because I can do it, right?
Right.
So that's what we created there, and it's very, very empowering. The types of conversations, explorations, experiments are going on within the web, the site. It's just incredible. people are coming up and sharing their skills, and it's all about being, say if you have like a really a skill and other people don't have it, just through doing an experiment with others, others can map to you, and then they get into that skill and can explore it, experiment with it, have common intentions. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's very empowering. I find it fascinating. I love every day just logging in and having a look and seeing what's going on, because it's fascinating. It's really, really good. And the people who are coming in, they kind of self-choose whether to stay or not, and we're offering everybody to try it out a month free to get in and check it out before they actually decide to stay or not. Mm-hmm. So everybody can check it out and see. And when you check in for the month free, there's a huge library of all sorts of things that you can use anyway. So it's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of value there when you log in, and you can get it all for free for a month. Because we really want people who want to be committed not to come in to have an experience, but be the experience. Very much like this festival, it's no longer, I think, about going to have an experience or going to get something, but being the something, you know, being the experience, being the empowerment, being the one that wants to tap in or push the envelope, not waiting for somebody else to do it for you or going there to receive it, but actually being that essence, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm very excited about that. It's a great, great thing to work at. I love my job.
Well, you know, I'm kind of excited about it too, because I've been spending a lot of time with Larry Bazell, who facilitates a lot of different experiences and who is working very closely with the Global Ascension Center. And in this last trip here to this area, we were talking, and I thought, where is he getting all this wisdom? I mean, my God, he's always been, you know, he's always been shining and had wonderful stories, but it was like I was just seeing a whole new level of experience. I said, where are you getting this stuff? And he said, walk with me now. And so I had to contact you and see if I could get in. And so I'm going to experience it this month and contribute and see what I can see. And if I hadn't been so busy today, I would have been following some of the fascinating threads that are in there. I mean, there is some good stuff. So I'm getting excited about it. So you'll see me there too, most likely.
Awesome.
Putting it in.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, you guys can talk about anything you'd like to. You know, if there's something that you'd like to comment on about, you know, what's going on in the world today or not, what's going on in your world today, or more about the festival, or, you know, just anything you'd like to share about, go ahead.
I'd love to talk
One of the things.
How great. Oh, go ahead.
No, no, I was going to say just to repeat the date so individuals can book them, you know, to come to the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If people are still looking to win tickets, of course, they can do it at the Instagram is hashtag GoBeyond. And then otherwise, to buy tickets, they'd go to the festival website, transcendencefestival.com, and they can buy tickets for day or weekend there are available right now. And I was just going to comment, too, about how great Larry is. I got the chance to meet him today, too, with you guys. And, when he applied to be part of the festival, we have theme camps, basically several different theme camps. Earth Jing Ti is bringing TE, Mojo Dojo is bringing sound. Ascension Center is one of those theme camps. And so he applied, and where he was supposed to put a bio, he said, I'm considering cutting and pasting your guys' pillars of intention. And we just really connected on how our focus is, our intentions are really similar. And so I just wanted to share with you, because they've really been the structure or container from which everybody in our team has moved forward. And so one of them was connection through community. It's the fact that we're supporting local music business and educators. We're trying to get people connected with people that live in their community so that they can be exposed to healers and teachers and artists that they can go support and learn from and be exposed to. And that also includes all of our family camp offerings and our nonprofit work, like I mentioned, the Loaves and Fishes, but we're also supporting from our healing sanctuary, which is 100% donation-based. Contributions are going to an animal shelter called Old Dogs, New Tricks, and a hospice center where they work with people with healing modalities like massage and energy work called Healing Hands, Healing Hearts. And then our
family that sounds great, and Reiki treatments. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll probably see me on a massage table.
Yeah. I can recommend a few people to you that'll be in there that are amazing healers. But lastly, I was going to say too, the Soul Collective is supporting. They're an art and music and activist nonprofit in Sacramento that they're supporting our family camp. So that's a huge component of just where we're coming from, is the community-oriented, like we've been talking about. And then nature, ecology, conservation, the fact that we're doing a lot to be as sustainable as possible. So our main stage, our live stage, are 100% solar-powered. We're not selling plastic water bottles. We'll have filtered water on site.
Mm.
We're encouraging people not to bring glass, and we are recycling aluminum, and we have compost, like I had said, and we're upcycling a lot of our environments are things that we have went and gotten products that were otherwise going to be thrown away, pieces of wood, pallets, bamboo, and building from that to create aesthetics. And then the other things I would share is just the general health, consciousness, and well-being aspect, so like bringing people to a place to give them an environment to heal, which is the yoga and the meditation. It is the sound healings, crystal bowls. It's the GMO-free food, organic food, filtered water.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, fluoride-free water.
It's not me. It's us, definitely. This has all been born out of me being exposed to a lot of really wise people, and now having a family of incredibly dedicated people that are putting an immense amount of hours solely because they want to see this happen for everyone involved, for themselves, for their friends, for the people they haven't met yet, this community. And so I'd say the last component is just the expression aspect, the art, the music, the creative expression, the painting, the dancing, the installations and structures, devotional music, encouraging people to sing, encouraging people to paint. I mean, these are really scary core issues for people that, for whatever reason, we've internalized that I'm not an artist, I can't dance, whatever it is. And when we connect with spirit, you know, spirit doesn't age, and spirit's really a lot more curious and innocent, just wants to play before it gets into that critical chatting mind. So when enough people are doing it, like singing Happy Birthday, which isn't the most beautiful melody, but once everybody's doing it, it feels good to be supporting someone and to be singing, and so giving that creative freedom just by being yourself.
It's your authentic self. Which is kind of an important shift that we're making away from, you know, just having to hold a face, you know, go to a corporate job, or, you know, just not be authentic with people. And I think this is a great way to break down those barriers and the fears that we have of each other, so that we can be our authentic selves. We can be who we are, and there is nothing to hide and nothing to be... nothing that we can't talk about and enjoy with each other. So it feels as if, and you can both share on this if you like, but I'm especially curious about your view on this, Anelia, is that Sacramento seems to be the light vibration is really starting to accelerate now. I've seen it over the last few years, and yes, I know that there are some things going on with the drought and all that, but beyond that, there seems to be a shift in the vibration in Sacramento in particular and in California. Are you aware of anything that has shifted recently in California that for the positive?
Well, California has always been one of these battlegrounds, as it were, so who is stronger and stuff. And I know, and I've noticed, I mean, I was called to be here and just be here. And I know that there's a lot of really powerful individuals who I would say would be like ascension workers who are settled and live here in Sacramento, which is a very strange location because if you go downtown, there's an energy of don't look here, keep moving, it's all quiet, and it's a very strange type of location.
Right.
But in California in general, at the moment, it's just really intense, the battles going on. I don't know how it's going to settle, and I don't really have much attention placed on it because I think it's, at the end of the day, it's quite irrelevant because each individual is going to have the experience that they really want. And you have individuals, like, say, like James, who nothing stops them. You know, he just has a vision and he goes out and he will find other people who resonate with him, and other people who have that same vibration will naturally find his projects and become part of those projects. And he's here in Sacramento. So it doesn't, things that happen in California kind of get amplified and they get spread throughout the world. This happens because of the energy here in California. And Sacramento, many people don't know it around the world, but it's actually the capital of California. Mm-hmm. So there is a center here. There's some sort of something here that is not, that's kept kind of guarded. And people can actually tap into that. And I think that these type of experiences, and if we can bring even more of these type of experiences into Sacramento, then things can really help to make that people choosing that more empowered conscious reality where they don't want to have fear and lack, the energy of lack in their lives, you know, because mm-hmm. that's all illusion anyway, mm-hmm. and control mm-hmm. from other sources. But we do have that in our horizon and environment and the life for each of us that does not include fear, does not include lack. I don't know how the situation in California is going to resolve, because at the moment there is a big thing. But I find and I feel that it's going to be really positive, and it's going to finally end this illusion of lack of water or lack of food or lack of mm-hmm. air mm-hmm. or lack of anything, because there isn't any lack, really. There's no lack. There's
right.
just abundance. There really is
right.
abundance.
That's all there is. And lack and limitation are manufactured. So
absolutely.
If you believe in that, then that's what happens. And but the truth of the matter is that everything exists in abundance. I mean, all you have to do is look at a fruit tree that's growing naturally. And, I mean, my goodness, there's so much fruit just falling off the tree. I mean, there's enough for the birds, for the people, for the children, for the neighbors, and even to fertilize the ground for next year. So, and that's just off of one tree. So we're not living in a lack at all. And there's no shortage of water that we cannot turn around. So I see that on the horizon, too, that there will be a breakthrough of some sort, a positive breakthrough
yeah.
in California. And it may get a little worse before that happens. And that on the other side of breakdown is breakthrough. So this feels like a breakthrough moment. The festival feels like that to me. It feels like a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you both feel that way, too, that it's creating a turning point or a pivotal point, maybe, is a better word to say?
Well, I think what's significant that Amelia brought up was that Sacramento is the capital of California. And I think anytime you're in a capital city, you kind of have that going against you, in the sense that it can bring, it brings the politics, right? It brings kind of that energy.
Right.
And
right.
at the same time, Sacramento's root word is sacrament, and there's a sacredness to this place and the rivers that run under the city. And and as a capital, in a sense, there is some, there's leadership that comes from the city. It might not be the biggest one, but it's the one that is setting policy in California, like you said, is setting kind of precedence a lot of the time for the country or for what people see all over the globe. And so being able to bring this right to the heart of the center of California, I think, is really significant for that turning point that you mentioned.
Yeah. Now, James, you also teach yoga. That is one of the things that you do, and you do that all over California. I'm up in Placerville, and you have given classes in Auburn and El Dorado County. Can you tell us a little bit about where you go to teach?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like to teach at different festivals because it gives me the ability to expose what I've learned. And then I have a lot of connection with communities in Sacramento. The Yoga Seed is an example. They're a nonprofit downtown on 14th and E in Sacramento, and they just incredible. They also supported a program that I was working for a while, teaching yoga. It still exists, teaching yoga at Folsom Prison.
Oh, nice.
And then
a few other places. I teach at Radiant Yoga in El Dorado Hills. It's an amazing far infrared hot yoga studio. Leap Yoga in Folsom is this really great community. And then there's an East Wind, like you mentioned, in Auburn. It's in Roseville as well. And there's a place in East Sacramento called the Yoga Workshop. It's over by McKinley Park. And there's several other studios I have relationships with. That's part of it is really trying to be, I'm trying to allow myself to be some of the glue that allows people to come together. Because with all business, again, it can get competitive, even when that's not the intention, because people want to keep their doors open to be able to offer something beautiful to the community.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place where people can find out what your schedule is? Do you have a website?
I do, yeah. It's yogajames.com.
Okay, good.
I can make a commitment to making sure it's accurate pretty quickly. A lot of my focus has been on transcendence, and I tend to be, right now I'm subbing in a lot of different places.
You're a busy boy.
I'm easy to find on Facebook with James Kapika, K-A-P-I-C-K-A. I'm the only one that I've been able to find in this state. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think a big part of it, too, I've talked a lot about the yoga programming, but the art aspect, we have Branches Mobile Art Gallery, which is part of Lucidity Festival in Santa Barbara. They're supporting us in a really big way, and that gallery's coming, and they're, I think we have about 13 artists they'll be selling for, and it's ran really professionally in a way that's able to actually make money in a way that's able to pay artists so that it can support their sustainability.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's my hometown,
and then music
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, so, and I teach down there, too. There's a great studio called Divinitry that is, again, just an incredible space. Carlin, the owner, does supportive work in Guatemala, and it's just an incredible studio. So they've been supportive of our event here, and their support is of Lucidity Festival. It's in April in Santa Barbara.
Interesting. You know, what's really fascinating is that on the surface of things, you know, it seems like there's nothing going on. But when you attend a festival like this, you see the wealth of people with just so many different talents and wisdom and teachings and experiences and things that you just, you know, it's awe-inspiring to see so many people are right here under our noses. And we have an opportunity to connect up with these people and, you know, exchange numbers and go on into future things. Whatever we want to do, we can create it. So that's what I like.
Part of that. Part of that building of the community too is learning to support each other in industry too. I think people coming together and being able to find people so that we're not paying big industry, we're paying each other. Because energy, money, just like everything else, isn't bad.
Uh-huh.
It's not good inherently, it's a form of energy. And if we're directing that towards sustainability, and local community, you know, there's really reward in that for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Anilia, you've talked a lot about energy exchange as a medium as opposed to relying solely on the, you know, money. And you want to say a little bit of something about energy exchange and how that works and the possible shift in our consciousness about that area?
Yeah, there's one of the things that has happened in our present society is that the financial system has been hijacked to become a debt system. And when one is in debt with another person or an individual or an organization, they basically own us, energetically own us. And that's why you have people who have mortgages and they have to work their entire life to pay the mortgage or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
Or the even all the credit stuff and even the bank system, everything is based on debt. So that is an enslaving energy. So energy exchange is basically when you move into another vibration or relationship with the exchange of energies that you want or need for daily living. You can use money for sure to pay for things, but as long or receive it so that you can get what you need and what you want in this 3D reality. But you can also use things that you find if we call energy value, yeah? So, yeah, you can exchange things with other individuals. One of the things that one has to be really aware is that, for example, if you don't like poetry and a poet says, yeah, I'll give you 10 of my poems if you give me a session, teach me yoga or feed me for a month or whatever, and you don't like poetry and you can't use it, then That's going to create debt because you can't use it, yeah?
Right,
so that's
right.
Kind of one of, you have to be very diligent. And also, I mean, people talked about time, sharing time or looking, I'll exchange one of my hours for one of your hours. But unfortunately, that is also enslaving. It's like we get stuck in time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say exchange the service. So, for example, if you do a healing session, don't give yourself, sometimes we have to do, like, I'll do an hour, but give yourself plenty of time. Sometimes you're done in 5 minutes. Sometimes you need 3 hours. So,
right.
You know, exchange the completion of that session rather than whatever, you know, like I'll sell you an hour for $100 or whatever, or for a bag of tomatoes and three salmons, you know. It's like you really have to go into and see the value of what you're giving and then live that way. And also, the other thing that this is like a transitional period. That's why we're still doing it that way. But when a healthy community can sustain itself, it's really, I mean, people have tried it around the world, and they're trying all sorts of different things. One of the things is, like, the quality of life. You don't want to drop quality of life so that you can become independent from the social structure. We are social beings, and naturally human beings will come together in large, large groups to use infrastructures. And that's the stuff that's been hijacked and manipulated and used to enslave. But it doesn't mean that it's actually wrong. It's just the way that it's being used is to enslave, yeah? So all these things, just by observing energy exchange and really not allowing others to get into debt with you or not falling into that debt with others, you start liberating yourself from all these chains and heaviness, because having a lot of slaves, because you give away everything and your time and everything, you have all those people's energies that belong to you, and that's not very good, you know. It brings you down, and eventually everybody explodes to the people that always give them stuff, because they can sense that they're being owned. So yeah, look at energy exchange, explore it, play with it. It's a fascinating subject.
Well, I would recommend that people take that free month of Walk With Me Now, and they can talk to you directly about that topic and many others. We've actually come to the end of the show, so I have enough time. I know, it went really fast. It was so much fun. So I just need you both to mention your websites, where you can be found, and then we'll say goodnight.
All right, so
yeah.
I'll go first.
Right,
you can
first.
Find me. Yeah. You can find me in a couple of places. All my all the supporting stuff that you can get from me and then support my life and my projects and the stuff that works with me would be at ascension101.com, and you get loads and loads of stuff. That's a huge library of articles that you can go through as well to empower you, and there's videos and all sorts. And then me for discussion and time together and hanging out with me and loads of individuals, really, really high vibrational empowered individuals, is walkwithmenow.com. So, yeah, you can find me in those two places.
Wonderful. James?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about Transcendence Festival, just go to transcendencefestival.com. You can see our music lineup is on there with Govinda, David Starfire, electronic music, Sings Coming On to Love and Light, and a lot of live musicians too, Dirt Wire, Dixon's Violin, and Grammy nominee or winner Trey Stone.
Oh, one quick question I have that's kind of important is when will you be announcing the winner of the contest?
Yeah, the winner will be contacted on Monday, so people are going to be encouraged to do that today and tomorrow. So there'll be
all
two
right.
winners. Yeah.
All right.
And they can do that, like I said, through Instagram. They can also go on Facebook and hashtag GoBeyond and add that picture.
Well, wonderful. Well, this show will be up in the archives in a couple of days, and people will be able to listen and pick, sort through the information. So I just want to thank you both for contributing and just sharing yourselves with the world and for coming on tonight and being on the show. So thank you, James and Anelia, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Len.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, James and Anelia.
Night.